Hello everyone, I hope have a great time. This is my third let's talk of the 101 challenge. Okay, this let's talk is about some idioms, some phrasal verbs, or a new word that I learned from one lesson of a real English course that are conversations between my beloved person Kristen Dodds and Joe Weiss. And this lesson is called Visit to San Francisco Part 2. But this lesson had a lot of new words, so I don't want to speak a lot and make a long winded speaking. So I separate my this lesson into two let's talk. Okay, the conversation is first Joe Weiss ask Kristen Dodds. Joe Weiss, what else did you think stood out in Katie's mind from her visit? Stood out in someone's mind, it means remembered very well. For example, one great thing that stood out in my mind from my childhood is going to school, and this memory is for everyone, I think. And in continue of conversation, Kristen Dodds answered, you know, it is fun for me taking her around to all my favorite bars. You know, she's always up for a drink. Always up for. It means always ready for doing something. Always wants to do something. For example, in from Mr. Ramin is always up for dancing or cheering up. Or other example is I'm always up for designing, and some person that interested into watching movie, we say she's always up for watching movie, always up for. And then Kristen will say, you know, other thing that made me think is she really enjoyed going to ethnic restaurant. Ethnic restaurant, it means original restaurant or restaurant that makes food from other country. For example, Chinese restaurant, Italian restaurants in other country, not in Italy or in Japan or in China. Okay. And then Christian say, yeah, we can eat every night different food for dinner. But Joe Weiss say this kind of restaurant had a variety food. There are variety, it means a different kind of food. And then Christian said, these restaurants are not mom and pop restaurants. Mom and pop restaurants, it means, you know, when we want to speak about stores, about a restaurant that's related and owned by family and managed by a family, we say mom and pop restaurant, mom and pop store. But Joe, I say, I would much rather go into independent restaurant. Independent restaurant, it means restaurant that are not a chain. They are related to a family, because he said, I would much rather support a family to a big company. And then Joe White says that, you know, independent restaurants are they are more authentic. Authentic, it means they are real, and they have more character. You know, then Joe Wise said, yeah, there are one kind of restaurant that is mom and pop. It's Monaco. Monaco is related to a family from Africa, and customarily, it means usually the people that work there were dressed from Africa. They are in clothes that related to their country. And then Christian said, you know, what other thing that made that always makes me to go to that restaurant from Africa? It is there is specially drinks and drink that I like to have. It's melt in my mouth. You know, it melt in my mouth or your mouth, it means something that is really tasty or delicious. We say melt in my mouth. We say that in Persian, melt in my mouth, but in Persian, not in English. And then Joe said, you know, in that restaurant, Monaco restaurant, there is a great music. We can hear great music there, and there is one person that perform a special instrument there. That music blow me away. Blow me away. It means I really enjoyed of that music. And then Christian said, you know, we crammed in a lot that week. Crammed a lot in, it means do a lot of things in a short time. For example, if I have a guest from my city, from Shiraz, they come in Isfahan and they wanted to stay for a short time, so I really crammed a lot in that time that they are my guest. Okay, that's all that I, not all part of lesson. And I hope that you enjoy and you learn even small things. Great. And I hope that I can, you know, if I can, And it's, if it is possible for me, I will write it in my weblog. I'm sorry, I have to go to cook, so I was not a lot of focused in this list. Bye for now.